Well, I just wish I could say live from the Minnesota State Fair here on our WCCO veranda with the beautiful structure that Linda's had their hand in. I can't say that, Andy. Doggone it.
No, but
we're still here.
Yeah, we're still here. I'm doing it from my house today, but I'll be at the fair a few times over the next week or so. And I know people have gone by the WCCO building and seen our LP Smart Side, our windows, the Glenwood shingle, and the Leaf Guard on there. It's been raining, so there's Leaf Guard on a few buildings at the State Fair you can check out if you want.
That's right. I want to ask you exactly where you guys are, where Linda's is at the fair. But I want to alert our listeners, if you have any kind of a home improvement question, we're going to take yours by text this morning, as we have been, still in the process of getting a whole new phone system. I think they're just about there, Andy, but not today. So if you have any kind of a home improvement question, by all means, please send your text to 651-989-9226. Again, 651-989-9226. And ask your home improvement question of Andy Lindis from Lindis Construction. Okay, now I know where you guys are located out there at the fair, but tell everybody else where they can find you.
We're in the upper level of the grandstand this year. We're back on the second level in the northeast corner. If you take the east stairs and turn right, when you're entering the grandstand, will be the second booth on the right across from the bathroom. So northeast corner, the upper level of the grandstand, you'll be able to check out Leaf Guard, Infinity Windows by Marvin, GAF Asphalt Roofing, LP Smart Side. You'll be able to see Sun Tunnel Skylights and talk to our people. And we have some pretty awesome giveaways as well.
Well, that's good. All the things that we've talked about, you can see in person there. That's a great location, by the way.
It's a really good location. You know what? If you can't make it to the fair, we're still offering our State Fair special to Denny, to anyone that calls the office or sends us an email, which would be free labor. We've upped it higher than we've ran pretty much all year outside of one day. And so it's 100% off labor on Leaf Guard gutters, Infinity windows, and GAF asphalt roofing.
Pretty neat. Take advantage of it. If you're new to the show, Lindus is spelled L-I-N-D-U-S. Yeah, check them out if you're heading to the State Fair. As Andy said, you don't have to. You get the same deal. You don't have to go to the fair to get the same deal. But you can see in person all these the great things that we talk about every week. How are things looking now? Again, we've had this terrible drought for so long now, mm-hmm. and on one side of the coin, it probably allows your crews to really get a lot of work done. What can still be done before year's end here, Andy?
You know, our lead times are as manageable as we've had in a long time at this time of year. You're still going to be able to get siding done, roofing done, Leaf Guard. Windows are a little bit farther out, but you would still get them installed yet this would be late this fall. You know, we're, I think, 8 weeks out in that department, 8 to 10, depending on the type of window that you order. Sometimes, you know, we're at the whim of a lot of manufacturers right now, but luckily when it comes to our windows, with Marvin especially, Leaf Guard, and asphalt roofing, we can get those materials really quickly still. And believe it or not, there's an opportunity for some decking as well.
Oh, that's kind of neat. Yeah, you don't hear that too often.
Danny, we've been able to work every day this year.
Yeah,
seems
I believe
like
it.
We've had almost no rain days. It's been a wonderful thing. Our production levels are up each and every month. Our people have been able to get a lot accomplished this year, so it's kind of exciting to go into the fall. And like you know, we have a lot of materials that we bought early because we knew of the material crunch that was going to happen. So our prices are still reasonable, haven't gone up crazily this year. And like I said, free labor is going on right now, and that's gonna last through the end of the fair. Once the fair's done, that deal goes away.
At least around here, a couple of days ago, we had some pretty strong winds. Have you heard of any storm damage around what we lovingly call CCO land?
Anywhere in particular? Yeah, for sure. We've had some tree issues. Not a lot of hail, but you know, some small wind damage. It wasn't really widespread, but it was enough that you know, we're seeing 30, 40 houses that have sustained wind damage over the next week or so.
30, 40. Wow. So what happens in a case like this? I was talking to a friend of mine this past week outside, and what about trees that come down, unfortunately, in storms, whether it be wind or lightning, whatever the case may be, falls on a roof, and there's pretty good damage there. What and Linda's gets the call. What happens in a case like that? I mean, they want to get that thing fixed fast.
Yeah. Well, we have a few different tree services we can recommend if the tree limb, or it's a danger to take off, or it's just too big to handle for the equipment that average homeowner has. Once we can get the tree removed, we're going to try to seal up that roof as best we can temporarily to make sure that no more damage can occur from any rain or water infiltration. And then we're going to work with the insurance company and figure out the best way to fix it. And a lot of times it's going to depend on how old the roof is. And with wind damage, you know, a lot of times it's repairing areas, if you can. If it's a newer roof aesthetically, you can usually make that work. It might be only one facet of the house that is getting replaced. Or sometimes, though, there's structural damage and it takes a little bit digging further. I've had a lot of wind damage, Jenny, where trusses and things like that have to get replaced. So you need to have some of your best carpenters in place in order to fix those types of things.
Your text messages via text at 651-989-9226. Talking home improvement with our friend Andy Lindis from Lindis Construction. Here's one, Andy. It says, we were told gutters on the north side of our house and garage is not a good idea. Problems can occur in the winter. Problems can occur in the winter, which may become a problem like ice jams, etc. Any suggestions? They say we store our trash bins on that side and have fallen due to ice in the winter. We only need about 25 to 30 feet of gutters. How would you answer that, that listener?
Well, where an ordinary gutter, an open-style gutter, is going to gather that ice and build it up onto the roof, you would want that ice to actually be able to come down. The way leaf guard's shaped, it's shaped to discourage anything but liquid water entering the trough. So if the ice is freezing as it's coming down, you're going to get some maybe icicles coming down. It's never going to grab that ice and build it up onto your roof. Now, having said that, if you're seeing dripping happening when you're not getting the normal freeze-thaw cycle, you know, it's not happening because the sun is hitting the roof, it's happening because of heat loss, that's something I would want to address regardless of the gutter system that I had. A lot of times these ice dams and things that are occurring are hidden, and until you get in the attic, you really don't know what's going on. And anybody that's experienced icicles or ice dams or has a worry about that, I mean, Denny, we offer free inspections. We'll come look at your attic, tell you exactly what's going on. We'll do a heat map analysis. I mean, the technology that we have with scopes that we can put into the wall, the infrared imaging, especially as the temperatures are, you know, when it's super warm outside or as it starts to cool down, when the temperatures aren't the same as it is inside to outside, that infrared imaging can tell us a lot.
Yeah, for sure. I know you've done it to my house. We talked about getting things done, you know, whether it be gutters, siding, roofing. What's the story? How late can you work? Now, tonight, I'm looking at that forecast, and we're talking, they're still predicting 1 to 2 inches of rain overnight just tonight. And maybe folks who are thinking about gutters going, huh, I wish we would have done that. How late in the season can your crews do that, can put those up, you know, given the forecast, given the weather?
You know, it really is weather dependent. Denny, we worked almost all winter. You know, we had maybe a 2 week span where it was too cold or there was a snowstorm that we had to take a couple of days off. But my crews on guttering outside of asphalt roofing where we wanted to hit at least 40 degrees, and even then, there's steps you can take to install in cold weather. We worked all last winter. So depending on the winter that we have, we could be doing this until we could maybe have 2 weeks off. I'm hoping we had a winter similar to last year. It was really mild, and we were able to work throughout it. And my people, we have Milwaukee heated vests. We have all the good Carhartt stuff, and you just got to work smarter and make sure your materials are warmed up. Even a couple of times last year, guys set up ice shacks with little heaters to make sure the material stayed at the right temperature and were a little bit easier to work with.
They say necessity is the mother of invention, for sure.
It is. It is. Right. You know, you want to get stuff done, you got to think outside the box sometimes.
Yeah, and getting a lot of good reports about your crews as usual, too. All right. I'm getting waved at, Andy. We need to take a quick break, but let's invite our listeners to join in. With any kind of a home improvement question you might have, send the text only this morning, 651-989-9226. In the Twin Cities, we expect, again, 1 to 2 inches overnight tonight, and maybe we'll get some rain a little bit after 5 this afternoon. Radio every Saturday, thanks to our friends at Lindis Construction in the 9 o'clock hour. Andy Lindis fielding, as usual, those questions for you. Send a text if you have, maybe you're in the middle of a project or about to start one and wondering, should I? Send that text at 651-989-9226. Here's one, Andy. It says, we are considering removing a wood deck and replacing with TimberTech Pro maintenance free decking. First of all, the question is this a doable do-it-yourself project, or is it a confusing product to correctly order and work with?
No, I don't think it's a confusing product to order or work with if you're capable of installing a deck and you've done that type of work before. The TimberTech product is as easy to work with as any of them. TimberTech ASEC is our number one line of decking that we install, Denny, and we don't install it. We don't choose it because it's hard to work with, and we choose it because it's easy to work with, and the longevity and the warranty that it has and the lack of service that we've had on it over the last decade is why we keep using it.
Yeah. I was just trying to think of the work involved here, and if somebody has, well, like in this listener's case, a wood deck, what is the difference between, let's say, a cedar deck and as far as the substructure goes, and then putting on something like that TimberTech ASEC product? I mean, what do you need to remember as far as spacing the structure underneath?
There's instructions that come with that you can look up for installation of the TimberTech product. But for us, we're going to use 12-inch spacing. So we're gonna have a brace every foot so we can nail it down. The one thing about any type of composite decking, it moves a little bit more than what your cedar product will. So we actually go above and beyond what a lot of the composite decking recommends, which I believe is a foot and a half, and we do 1 foot on center. Yeah, but a lot of our decking now, Denny, like you know, is the metal structure, so it makes it even easier to work with.
How long has that been around?
It's been around for a while, but we've been using it a lot more this year than any other year. This is really our first year of using it as often as we can work it within the budget of the customer.
And maybe we should describe that a little bit. What does it look like? I mean, do you use those concrete footings? Do you use diamond pier? What is used as far as the whole structure there using metal? I'd like to see that.
You know, the piers can vary. We have the helical pier that we use on a regular basis. We try to use that as much as we can. We also have the diamond piers that we put in. But the nice part about the metal framing, Denny, is that it looks awesome. It's black. It's not the green treat that you're trying to cover up with another lumber. And green treat lumber can crack and dry over time. And so you spend all this time on a beautiful deck, and then especially if it's up in the air a little bit, and then you have to look at that green treat lumber or try to cover it or paint it. And once you paint something, you're painting and painting again and painting again. And especially when it comes to treated lumber, Denny, it just doesn't take paint well.
What about the railing system Lindis puts in? I know we've talked with Luke about that. I've seen different examples of it. They've got some really neat looking things that are so different from years past.
Yeah, you know, it runs the gamut as far as metal railing systems go. There's cable railing systems. There's the glass railing systems. And to be honest with you, I'm really impressed with the ones that we've done the glass railing on, Denny. I really thought that those would get a lot dirtier than they actually do. It's just, but they don't. And there's not as much maintenance or cleaning of the glass railing that I thought there would be. So, and it's beautiful. One of the things I tried to avoid on my house, but my deck is too high. I did not want to put a railing on it because of the sight lines on it. And I stayed away from the glass railing. Then my brother put one on, and I kind of regretted not going with the glass railing because it really does add to the sight lines.
I'm thinking about safety with I'm trying to picture that, first of all, but then safety with that glass. First of all, how is that attached, and how durable is it? And you said it doesn't really get that dirty.
Yeah,
or dirty.
It's as safe as any other railing system. And
it is.
And you got the top rail and the bottom rail, and there's a channel that the glass goes into, and every now and then there's a space because you don't want to go too far with the glass. So it really does look awesome.
How about that? All right. Tell you what. We need to take a break, have a look at that forecast, getting, it looks like, much needed rain. We'll talk about that. And again, come back with your text questions, any kind of a home improvement question for Andy Lindis. Send that text at 651-989-9226. 73 degrees. Look at that forecast coming up here on News Talk 830. This is WCCO. And good morning. Welcome back to our Home Improvement Show, brought to us by Lindis Construction every Saturday in the 9 o'clock hour. If you have any kind of a home improvement question, send it by text at 651-989-9226. Again, text messages at 651-989-9226. Andy Lindis, Lindis answering those questions. Did I spell it yet? I think I did, but I'll spell it again. L-I-N-D-U-S. Here's one, Andy. It says, I have two slider windows on the lower level of our house. I want them replaced with one picture window. How do I proceed to get it measured up and replaced? You guys do that.
Yeah, for sure. You can go to lindisconstruction.com and sign up for a free estimate there, or give us a call at 1-800-LEAF-GUARD. Or if you happen to be at the fair, northeast corner of the upper level of the grandstand, you should be able to find our booth there. You can actually even see the Infinity Window by Marvin and the Everwood product stained. So if you'd like to check that out there, you can sign up for a free estimate there as well, either on one of the iPads, or we even have paper copies yet, Denny.
And high-tech stuff, right? Just like our phone system. again, when the folks do go to the fair, and again, where are you located in the grandstand?
The upper level of the grandstand, in the northeast corner.
Okay, yeah, great location. And another texter wanted to know, will I see, and you've already answered that question, but I'll repeat it for those that joined us late. They're interested in the sun tunnel. Can they see those there?
Yes, indeed. And okay. LeafGuard gutters, GAF roofing, LP smart side. And if you don't want to come to the fair, we'll bring that stuff to you. Just got a call for a free estimate. My estimators, they have a lot of things in their truck they can show you. So that's just part of what we do, Denny.
Yeah, absolutely. Do it well.
Hey, Denny, yeah. I had one of the most interesting conversations I've had in a long time in the building industry yesterday afternoon with Joe Rosselli. He's the owner of our Insultex house wrap product made in Pittsburgh,
sure.
Pennsylvania.
Okay.
And, you know, he has been battling the federal government, the Federal Trade Commission, over the last year and a half, almost 2 years, who are suing him for inflated R values. And they won the first lawsuit, and then he was going through the appeal process with them. And had some heart issues, so he recently had open heart surgery, and he called me two days after open heart surgery to tell me he won the appeal, but he wasn't feeling good, and he'd call me to fill me in more later when he was a little bit better health, which you can understand. I mean, the guy just had open heart surgery.
Well, yeah,
a lot of stress he went through the last 2 years. So he called me yesterday and walked me through the entire process and what the Federal Trade Commission did for calling customers that have given them testimonials on how much energy savings they had, 40% energy savings, and I went through all that thing. But I got to see a little bit more about the science of the product and what was proven now, thanks to the Federal Trade Commission suing this fine company over the inflated R value. So now it's because they went through that process. Basically, it's like putting a rubber stamp on it by the federal government. Yep, nope, we were wrong, you were right. It is an R6 because it's an evacuated cell. And because it's an evacuated cell, the heat transfer is a tortuous path. And when it has that, that's why we can make a product that's 2 millimeters thick, Denny, that gives us an R6, where an inch and a half of foam before your normal fan-fold foam that people would put on the outside of a house, that's what we would have to put on to get an R6. So 2 millimeters versus an inch and a half, so we don't have to build out windows, anything, and I'm really happy we made the decision to never stop using this product. Manufacturers and supply houses, because they got scared over the lawsuit, stopped using it. I knew I had 500 customers that never complained about it. In fact, gave me testimonials about it. I was using it on my own home. I've left it exposed. I put it on houses and taken off siding 2 years later just to see what it looked like underneath the wall, and it's never failed me. It really is one of the better products I've ever installed, so really excited for Joe and his company. I feel bad that they had to go through the process, but like all things, if it doesn't kill you, it makes you better. And this really made them a stronger company. And now they can just tell, hey, it's been proven in a court of law that it is an R6. And no matter what other manufacturer that you work for, try to go after us. And the rest of the house wrap world out there, they're going to be on our coattails the next couple of years, because nobody makes a product as good as this one, Denny. It really is. It's going to change our industry of house wraps. It should be the new standard of house wrap. For what most people charge to put on a regular house wrap, we're putting on a house wrap and an insulation at once.
Well, I remember you talking about it years ago. First of all, how's Joe doing now?
He's doing really well, and you know, he's lost some weight, and he's given up some of his other bad habits, and he's exercising some. But he had a visit with his doctor earlier this week, and got a looking good. Things are progressing really well, so that's the good news. And talk about a weight off your shoulders, Danny. You go through something like that. I mean, this guy was basically said, "Nope, I'm not caving in. I'm going to spend he leveraged every ounce of money he had to fight this. I mean, it was to almost being broke. And now the conversations he's getting with supply houses and the amount of people that want to use his stuff around the world again, it's really fun to hear.
No, that's good. That's great news, especially that he's doing better now. And I'm thinking, Andy, of our newer listeners, because you and I talked about, you brought that to our attention years ago. But maybe for those that don't know what the heck you're talking about, let's back up and explain exactly what that material is and how it's used and applied and all that.
Yeah, you know, it had to be some 7-8 years ago now. My father had found this company online that did an insulated house wrap. They were a clothing manufacturer that made an ice fishing suit, believe it or not, Denny, that could float. And they were testing their insulation product, and they made some adjustments to it for what the clothing line is. And then they added it to a house wrap. And they were pretty small. So my dad saw that online and ordered a roll. And then we tested it. And then we ordered some more. And then we started talking to Joe, and we actually became a distributor for the company because no one else in the Midwest had it. So we ordered a semi-load of R6 insulation, and there's grid pattern built into the house wrap so water can drain. It has a really good perm rating so the whole wall system can breathe. But when, you know, we're putting on a fanfold, 3/8-inch fanfold foam for like a R1.5 or something like that, Denny, and then you got to tape the seams, you got to build out the windows and Z-flash things. By the time you do that, the expense is almost not worth it for an R1.5. So we started making this the standard for every siding project that we do, every single one. And like we said, there's been zero consumer complaints against this company. And they still had to go through the FTC stuff because somebody got a bug in their ear, I'm guessing one of our competitors, and had them take a look at it. But like I said, if it doesn't kill you, it makes you stronger. Now it's proven that it is an R6, and no one else can doubt it. And I had, Denny, 3 different manufacturers stop at my office and ask for a private meeting with me, sat down with me, and told me I was being ripped off, that there's no way that this can be an R6. So one, it's like telling me I'm an idiot. I don't know my things. We've been in this industry for 32 years. Two, they're a little upset because I wasn't buying semi-loads of their stuff anymore. So I kind of had to read between the lines there.
Yeah. Follow the money.
Follow the money. It is. And like I said, we don't care about the money. We don't on this. I know that this product is the best one for my customers. I mean, it would have been really easy when they're getting sued and things of that nature to say, you know what, I'm going to hold off a little bit and see how this goes. No, I actually made a testimonial for them because I have hundreds of customers who love this stuff. So I'm like, no, this is wrong. This product is really good. I've tested it as much as I've tested any product in my life.
So if we wanted to take off the siding, say, Linda's come on over to our house, rip off this siding, let's have some new LP Smart Side put on our house. That's what you're going to use first?
Yeah, we're going to remove remove all of your old siding, make sure any of the wood that has some moisture issues, repair all that, and then we're going to put our Insultex house wrap, and then we're going to put the LP Smart Side over that. And, you know, I know people that have saved up to 40% on their energy savings, Denny, because of a siding job. And the only thing they're doing is siding and Insultex house wrap, the only thing that they've changed.
Wow. Yeah, you've worked with it. Well, yeah. I'm glad you brought it to our attention. And again, I'm glad that that Joe's doing well. Keep us posted on Joe. Getting back to our text, by the way, if you have any kind of a home improvement question, send the text 651-989-9226. Here's one. Andy, it says, have you ever repaired holes in exterior styrofoam insulation on foundation walls that birds have pecked holes into right through the skim coat? Have you ever had that experience?
Yeah, and it's either redoing the skim coat. Usually it's because the skim coat was damaged before and some kind of moisture got in there, and that's why the birds are going after it. And I don't see a lot of bird action on foam and skim coating, but the only real way to repair that is to do some type of other insulation on the wall and do a different type of coating or re-skim coat the foam.
Okay. All right. Let's do this. I'm being waved at. Let's take a break. We have more text messages coming in here on the Home Improvement Show. If you have one for Andy Lindis, here's the number, 651-989-9226. More home improvement talk here coming along. 73 degrees in the Twin Cities. Again, if you're just tuning in, the possibility overnight tonight, probably early tomorrow morning, of 1 to 2 inches of rain. We may start getting some of that rain maybe after 5 o'clock or so this coming afternoon. You stay tuned to News Talk 830. This is WCCO. And a good Saturday morning to you. Welcome back to our Home Improvement Show. Denny Long, along with Andy Lindis, answering your home improvement questions by text 651-989-9226. We still have time for yours before we run out of time. Again, 651-989-9226 for your text questions for Andy. Here's one, Andy. Is it better, texter says, to pressure wash a wood deck with a deck cleaner attached, spraying in tandem, or put the cleaner on, let it sit, and then pressure spray with the proper nozzle end? What do you think?
Depending on what's going on with your deck.
By the way, it's an 18-year-old wood deck with no treatment. I assume they mean no stain or anything.
Yeah, then I would think that the brightener conditioner, I would put it on, scrub it in, follow the directions, let it sit, and then spray it off with one of the lightest nozzles you can possibly do. But chances are, no matter what you do on this, there's going to be some sanding involved. And just remember, after you do some sanding, you might want to, there is some sanding that has to happen, you might want to do another spray of the brightener and conditioner because, again, just like that mill glaze happens anywhere you can, where it goes through the mill and that heat can close the pores of the window. When you sand the board, it can close the pores of that wood as well. So you might have to put the brightener and conditioner on one last time, maybe just a lighter coat, and then spray it off, let it dry, and then go after it with a good oil-based stain.
You know, we get questions from time to time about decking, about the low maintenance type of decking, which I know you have at your house. What do you do as far as how do you clean that if you have a mind to do that?
I'm sorry, Dan, can you say that one more time?
Oh, yeah, because you've talked about your maintenance-free, your low maintenance type of mm-hmm. decking you have at your house. How do you clean stuff like that?
I use a Swiffer.
You do?
Just like I do on the rest of the floor when the Swiffer comes out, just I run it over the deck, and it's usually pretty good. If for some reason it gets really muddy, you know, I have three pets, and we live kind of out in the country, and sometimes we go out in the woods, we can track a little mud back up on the house. I've had to take a hose to it. But other than that, I use the Swiffer. I don't use the power washer on my decking very often. And a little bit of a fish fryer spill on one of my AZEK decks on a little bump out I built for an outdoor kitchen. And I went after that with a pressure washer and some Dawn dish soap, and actually you can't even tell the stains there anymore.
How about that? That Dawn to the rescue again.
Right? Dawn to the rescue.
Yep. Yeah. All right, here's another text, Andy. It says, my front cement steps are surrounded by three walls. The right side has dropped 1.5 inches in the last couple of years. And the question is, should I try to pump it back up or just break them out and do with new steps? Is this a job for, you know, like foam jacking, or what do you think?
It could be. I would maybe get a hold of Jesse Treble's company, safebasements.com, have them come take a look at it, and they will tell you if they can be saved or not saved. But you also might have some moisture issues or water issues that you're going to want to address the reason why those steps sink. And if you can figure that out, then you're going to be a step ahead. You just don't want to be in the same position a couple years down the road.
Here's a listener that has a question about a lake house. They're looking to replace the water heater there, and they want your thoughts on switching from a tank to a tankless water heater. I've had zero experience with tankless water heaters. What have you heard or experienced?
You know, I installed one about 2 years ago in my house, and we haven't looked back. You know, I don't, I call them the kids that I used to have. I got one in Georgia, and so we don't use as much water as we used to, but our tankless water heater keeps up just fine. And it's actually a double system that I have, and it actually runs the heat in my floor, and it does the hot water. So it's a very efficiently ran system as well.
All right. We were talking about the glass rail system on a deck, and this listener says, I looked up the glass rail system, and they look great, but this texter says, we live near a wooded area, have a problem with birds hitting our living room window, even with all the reflective ribbon hanging on the outside. Do you think this glass rail would make that worse?
I'm not sure. Maybe it'll hit the rail instead of the window. I don't know. I know with large picture windows, this can become an issue at times of the year. And I've told you the story with the robin I had. I finally got the robin headbutts cleaned off the outside of my windows. But come mating season this spring, he would see the reflection of himself on the window and attack it. And so the outside of the window was always bad. I haven't had them flying into this area and kamikaze in themselves, but I have had some robin issues. So I don't know if it would make it worse any. I'm assuming if you have a lot of bird issues hitting your windows in that area, it would probably be the same on your deck railing.
You would think, unless the deck railing itself is at a lower angle, lower level possibly too.
Yeah.
We talked earlier about the R6. What is this texter wants to know the name of that company that Linda's uses for that wrap?
Insultex House Wrap. So you can look that up online. Insultex House Wrap. It's an R6, and I know we are sitting on a bunch of it to get through the rest of the season. We have a bunch on order as well.
This listener wants to know if they could still get through Linda's season guard windows.
Yeah. The lead times on those are quite a bit out. They've had some manufacturing issues over the last year and a half, and it takes a long time to get them. And to be 100% honest with you, Denny, we have to go through those windows with a fine-tooth comb before we put them in customers' houses, because we've had some quality control issues on what we're receiving. When they make a good window, it's as good a vinyl window as there is out there. As you know, what I did is I tested the season guard window and the infinity window in the same room side by side, and the season guard window tested well. It did well, but the infinity window was better. It's just a better air infiltration. We're getting a better inside temperature on the glass when it's 15 below outside. I've told the story of what I had for infinity windows in what we call our workout room, and I went and I bought the largest window they would manufacture. And I said, I built the room around this window, Denny, and there's three of them on this wall, the largest, widest, tallest window that they would make, because that's when windows start to fail. And when we had that polar vortex, or a little mini polar vortex this past winter, where it was, I don't know how many degrees below zero, during the day at 1 o'clock, because of the solar heat gain I was getting from that window, because of low E, the type of low E that's put on it, it was 79 degrees in that room. Wow. And the thermostat was set at 73.
Wow.
So that's as much evidence as I needed to see that this is the window that our customers should put in their home. And then when you can stain it to match, it's just it's a better window. And I've had no service issues with this window at all. And then you see what they do for their employees. and how they take care of their people at Marvin.
Yeah.
It makes it a really easy company to get behind. Why they don't have lead time issues is because people go to work for them as a career. It's not an entry-level job. They have really good benefits, and they take care of their people. So our lead times aren't 18 weeks to 22 weeks like it is at most window manufacturers.
Andy, we got to run.
Time.
I'm being waved at. We have seconds to go. Let's do this again next week. What do you say?
Sounds great, buddy.
All right, Andy Lindis, get him a call if you would like to get in touch. 1-800-LEAF-GUARD. 73 degrees now in the Twin Cities. Stay tuned next here on 830 W.